Vernon, Ukrainians are doing their best to shed light on war atrocities committed by Russia. After a catastrophic bombing in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv on Monday, July 8, Vernon, Ukrainians came together for a vigil at City Hall. "We wanted to remind people here in Canada that war is still ongoing and that Ukraine needs support," said vigil organizer Victoria Ivasenko. "A group of us met and we had a walk from City Hall to Polson Park to show our support. The bombings were perpetrated by Russian forces as part of a missile strike in Kyiv that struck the largest children's hospital in the country. It totally destroyed the surgery building with all the equipment," said Ivasenko. "In the children's hospital, a lot of them have severe illnesses like cancer, so it was very difficult to move a lot of them to other places." According to national reports, 38 people died across the country during the barrage of bombings set in numerous cities on Monday. Ivasenko fled her country to escape the war, and she is a part of a group chat with dozens other who had to do the same. According to Ivasenko, a Ukrainian school for kids program is helping all the asylum seekers come together. "The kids learn English so fast and they tend to lose their own language, so during the school year they have classes once a week where the kids can learn Ukrainian," she said. "We have this group chat and that's how we meet, and thanks to this school, we can get together." The vigil was well attended and Ivasenko is hoping to continue vigils and other events, in an effort to raise more awareness on the war that has been ongoing for 28 months.